Tantramar Council has delayed a series of appointments to the town's Climate Change Advisory Committee after one councillor pointed out discrepancies between the length of the appointments and the committee's terms of reference. Councillor Matt Estabrooks asked to send the motion to appoint Sabina Dietz, Dan Matthews, and Miko McGregor-Corson back to staff for corrections. Though Councillor Josh Gauguin, who sits on the advisory committee, and Councillor Mike Tower voted against, the rest of council agreed with Estabrooks, and so the appointments did not go ahead. Dietz is head of Climate Atlantic and a former Sackville town councillor. She also ran against Estabrooks for his Ward 4 seat on Tantramar Council last year. Matthews is a longtime Dorchester volunteer and head of Dorchester's Emergency Measures Organization. McGregor-Corson is an environmental studies student and organizer with Deves Mounet. The three would have been appointed to serve on the advisory committee for 1.5 and 2.5 year terms. Estabrooks' objections weren't limited to the fine print on the length of the new committee members' appointments. He also took issue with how Dietz, Matthews, and McGregor-Corson were chosen and asked to have the process for their selection documented and submitted to council.
I have been approached by some very environmentally conscious and concerned constituents who were disappointed to discover publicly during the May 23rd Committee of the Whole meeting that replacement individuals to fill these CCAC resignation spots had already been selected by the committee. They feel a public call of interest should have gone out across Tantramar prior to these recommendations coming forward. While researching this for them, I discovered that there's not a recruitment process in our current CCAC terms of reference, but I would recommend that one be added upon the next review.
The town of Tantramar inherited 4 advisory committees from the former town of Sackville, including a sports wall, arts wall, waterfowl park, and climate change committees. And it seems that public calls for participation on those committees are not the norm. Tuesday's meeting actually included a unanimous approval by council to extend the terms of 4 members of the Sports Wall of Fame Board of Directors without any public call, and despite the fact that the terms of reference for the board indicate just 3 members at large. Estabrooks' final issue with the Climate Change Advisory Committee was over what he sees as a potential for conflict of interest among many of its members. The terms of reference for the committee say it will draw its membership from local conservation groups, but Estabrooks says that could be a conflict.
I feel that given the CCAC is an official committee of council comprised of members appointed by council, with its purpose being to make recommendations to council, then its members should be selected with due diligence to avoid any potential or perceived conflicts of interest. In my opinion, it could be interpreted as a potential conflict of interest if any appointed member of the CCAC committee or someone connected to them, as per conflict of interest policies, actively works or earns a living in the environmental and climate change adaptation and mitigation sector.
To illustrate his point, Estabrooks proposed a hypothetical paving advisory committee and asked councillors if it would be a conflict of interest to appoint local contractors to sit on such a committee.
I realize it seems a blatantly simple example, but it effectively illustrates just where my concern lies with some of the current CCAC members and some of the new recommended members. Yes, in my example, both companies are private corporations, which is different from nonprofit group, but the fact remains that the individuals still draw a paycheck from the organization they work for, nonprofit based or not.
The Climate Change Advisory Committee sends recommendations to council, though is not authorized to disperse funds or allocate resources. But Estabrooks feels the potential for a conflict exists and wants to exclude anyone working in the climate field from the advisory committee. The move would eliminate his former council seat rival Sabina Dietz from a proposed appointment and would also require the resignation of Vice Chair Adam Cheeseman, Director of Conservation at Nature NB. Estabrooks told council he sees a place for the likes of Dietz and Cheeseman in the more arm's-length Mayor's Roundtable on Climate Change, a larger group that meets regularly with the CCAC.
I would suggest that appointed members of the CCAC not be individuals who make a living working in the areas of climate change, adaptation, and mitigation for their own protection as well as ours. Their expertise in these fields would be much better utilized, and they would be better insulated from COI concerns, conflict of interest concerns, if they were used as arm's length resources for the CCAC to draw on, i.e. members of the Mayor's Roundtable on Climate Change, and not be officially appointed members of the Climate Change Advisory Committee.
That's Councillor Matt Estabrooks speaking at Tuesday's council meeting. Estabrooks moved to send back a council motion to appoint three new members to the town's Climate Change Advisory Committee, and his motion passed 5-2. Estabrooks did not put forward any of his other objections as formal motions.